This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Now more than 297,000 people have died from COVID-19 worldwide, and the number of confirmed infections is 4.3 million. In the United States, more than 84,000 people have died, and the number of infections is less than a third of the global figure. The UK has the second highest number of deaths at more than 33,000, while Russia has the second highest number of confirmed infections at more than 242,000. U.S. President Donald Trump is calling on governors across the nation to work to reopen schools that have been closed because of the coronavirus. He's also taking issue with comments from Dr. Anthony Fauci, who has cautioned against moving too quickly and sending students back to class. Mr. Trump accused Fauci of wanting to play all sides of the equation. It's a comment that suggests that Mr. Trump is tiring of the nation's top infectious disease expert as the president pushes for the country to reopen. The president told reporters that he will not consider the country to be coming back if schools are closed. As the nation enters a third month of economic devastation, the coronavirus is proving ruinous to state budgets. Many governments are being forced to consider deep cuts to schools, universities, health care programs, and a wide array of other basic functions. Many states expect their revenue to plunge by 15% to 20% because governments ordered lockdowns, and business closures have wiped out much of the economy and caused tax collections to virtually evaporate. Colorado faces a gap of nearly a quarter of the state's entire budget. Missouri lawmakers say they will have to cut money from state universities without more federal relief. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.